Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, we're getting down near the end, and the legislators and the governor are trying to come up with a budget. And I think it may be a little mystifying for the voters and the listeners to try to figure out exactly what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Because you had the governor saying good job to the assembly, and now he seems to be saying something else.
He was very congratulatory toward the Appropriations Committee in the House and the Budget and Taxation Committee in the Senate for the work they did on his budget. But he said both times in his congratulatory messages to them, hey, we still need to have a conversation about meaningful tax relief. And so what he means by meaningful tax relief apparently is a series of what I would consider fairly small bore niche tax cuts, say retirement income for military retirees, of which there are a substantial number in Maryland, but the actual cut we're talking about is pretty small, at least initially. Tax cuts for police and fire retirees, things that are not, we're not talking like rolling back the sales tax increase or the income tax or something. These are targeted to specific chosen narrow groups of people. Well, and he's trying to kind of hold up the process a little bit. And the card he has to play is that the General Assembly wants to restore about $200 million worth of funding, mainly for K-12 education, for maintaining a cost of living increase that state workers got as of January this year, and softening a little bit some of the cuts to reimbursement for Medicaid providers, which affects the ability of about 1.1 million people to access the healthcare system in the state.
Well, it's the one bill that does have to be passed, and so he's said to them this week, well, if we need another 10 days, I'm going to issue a proclamation that says you can have that. Who gets the pressure there?
Well, first of all, I can't imagine a scenario in which the General Assembly takes him up on his generous offer to stick around Annapolis for 10 more days. I'm sure many people in leadership have already booked their plane tickets and are not eager to change them. The power dynamics of Maryland budgets work like this. In the introduction phase, the governor has all the power. He gets to decide what the money goes toward, and the General Assembly, from that point, can only cut from it. They cannot add to it. But now at this point, the power dynamic has shifted somewhat because the Assembly has carved out about $200 million to cover those items I mentioned before and has said, look, Governor, you can only spend that money on these things.
It's fenced off a bit.
It's fenced off. So the governor has a choice. He can put out a supplemental budget and say, okay, we're going to spend it on those things that you authorized. Or he can just sit on the cash. And so you wind up in a situation, if the session ended today as things are, Hogan doesn't get his tax cuts, the Democrats don't get their spending. You have to ask yourself, what do the people of Maryland care about more? Do they care about tax cuts for a few targeted groups of people, or do they care about funding for K-12 education throughout the state?
Well, that's what people will be trying to sort out, Andy, over the next couple of days. And you will and I will. And thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.